flowers in memory of the man they once knew, who paid with his life on the gallows for a crime they know he did not do. Was 1953 in the springtime, from down south off the border they came to hunt bears back of old Caspian, or else to buy high-grade copper claims. It was just about a month later, searchers had found their bear torn remains. All trace of tracks that had been in camp were washed out by days of heavy rain. But his shirt had been pierced by a bullet, and the manhunt was soon underway. For an eye, the debt must be paid. But the police and the detectives knew well they were on a cold trail. So Bill Coffin became the prime suspect. He was picked up and brought into jail. Never contradicted his statement. His simple story remained just the same. So they questioned him 60 straight hours, 'cause there was no one else they could blame. With politics playing a lethal game, whose only crime had been in lending the three bear hunters a helping hand. And so to the crowded little courtroom that stood just nigh the great pierced rock, this friendly prospector and bushman soon found himself accused. They said he'd been the last to see them living. They swore he had done this awful thing. When the jury came in with the verdict, the learned judge quickly sentenced him to hang to the dungeons at Quebec. They took him, but one day he escaped from his cell. With a soap pistol he bluffed his way out this man they had sentenced to hell. 3 hours that day he knew freedom. The innocent should never lose hope. Trust in the law he turned himself in, but for him there was only the road. Now there is no end to the story. Executions have since then been